we're going to be talking now with a teacher, in fact, a teacher that has been working with many state and national people. She and her students work to learn about birds and to study migration, bird migration. We're going to be talking with Marilyn Cook and her students, Maggie and Katie, who live in Port Aransas. So, do we have Marilyn on the phone? She is going to be talking to us from her classroom. Marilyn?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing today?
Just fine, thanks.
And Maggie and Katie, are you there too?
They're here.
Okay, we've got a picture, a photograph of Marilyn, Maggie, and Katie on your video screen so you can see it. How in the world did you get involved in studying about birds, Marilyn?
Well, I got started with the Sister Shorebird program when I was looking for resources for our National Science Foundation K-12 project. It's involving climate change in the Arctic with Dr. Ken Dutton of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. And I was just searching the web for resources, and I found this program in Alaska and found out about it and just signed up, and we got started, my students and I, tracking birds in other states, particularly along the Pacific Flyway, and then we would compare and contrast what birds were coming down the Central Flyway, which is where we are.
So did you and your students go outside just the schoolroom, or did you all take field trips to look at these birds?
Well, we went outside, and then we have a birding center here in Port Aransas, and we would go out to the birding center and look and see if we could see some birds. So we're
did you have to prepare your kids a lot before they could learn how to identify these different birds?
Well, we did, and I used, we have some excellent primary resources with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Texas Department of Wildlife, and I find that those primary resources really make the curriculum come alive, and so we would use that, and then, of course, our birding books and our local birders here in town.
Oh, so you got some of the community leaders to help you with this project.
Yes, we did, and one thing we did, we nominated our city as a Shorebird Sister City, and that's helped all of our students be aware of our what our community's doing. We have a birding festival, Hoop and Cranes and Other Birds, in February every year, and we're studying what the community's doing to help birds and what we can do to help birds, and we even have all of our Girl Scout troops involved.
Oh, that's wonderful, a community effort. I was going to ask Maggie and Katie a couple questions,
sure.
If that's okay.
Sure.
Maggie, you're there, Maggie?
Just a second.
So, Maggie?
Hi.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Fine.
Listen, we were wondering what you liked best about studying about birds.
The wings.
You like their wings. Why?
Because the feathers are pretty.
Oh, that's neat. And how old are you, Maggie?
Six.
Six. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. And I think Katie's there, too. Katie, are you there? We were going to ask Katie what her favorite bird is.
You're there, Maggie?
And I'm not sure that she was able to make it to the phone, but that's okay. We appreciate the teacher, Marilyn and Maggie and Katie being with us today. We appreciate it very much, and now we're going to go to a game show.